good morning. Thanks for coming up. You know, we had 3 children in the first service, too. So this is good. I have some things in my bag. But first, Pastor just read from this very special book. Do you know what this book is? It's the Bible. That's right. The Bible is God's true word. Everything in the Bible is true. None of it is make-believe. Well, in our scripture this morning, Jesus said something that was a little bit confusing. He said, "I came not to bring peace, but a sword." It's kind of strange, isn't it? And then he said, "He who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." That's kind of strange. Do you think Jesus doesn't want us to love our mommy or daddy? Did you hear that? That is out of the mouth of babes. He does want us to love our mommy and daddy, but he wants us to love him more. I couldn't say it any better. Well, I have some things.
That was a sermon. So.
That's the sermon. We're done. We'll sing our last hymn. We're done. Okay.
We'll just save time. We'll just save time.
Okay. I have some things in my bag to show you. What do you think this represents? A mom and a family. That's right. That's my family. That's my husband and my daughters. Okay. Let's see. What do you think this represents? America. That's right. That's a good weekend to remember our country and love our country. And that's the statue. That's the Statue of Liberty. That's right. Oh, guess what else I have in my bag that I love? What's this? A phone, a cell phone. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes mommies and daddies, we love our cell phone too much, don't we? Oh, let's see. What else do I have? A dollar bill. Money. That's right. We love money, don't we? Why do we love money? Do we love it because it can buy us things? It can buy us. We can buy more church things to learn about God. And more toys. That was next in my bag. Who loves their toys? I do. Yeah. I have one last thing. Especially your camera. That's good. What's this? Chocolate. That's right. I love chocolate. But is it bad to love these things? No. But it's more important, just like you said, that we love Jesus most. How do we love Jesus most? How are we going to do that? It's easy to eat the chocolate because we love it. Yeah? Can we show God we love him by reading this book? Yeah? That's right. We can tell people how much we love them. When we fold our hands like this, what are we doing? Praying. That's how we can love Jesus. God likes us to pray. How about when we're with our friends? What can we do with our friends that show that we love God? Could we play? How do we play with them? Can we be nice and include everyone? Yeah, make sure nobody's left out. Even if it's someone we don't like a lot, if they're maybe not our best friend. You know someone, yeah. Well, you got to include, you know, your worst enemy. Yeah. Not bad guys, but people, if we don't like them, we got to include them. You guys are pretty on the ball. You really are. You know that Jesus loves you. And that we have to love him the most. Jesus is in heaven. That's right. Can you fold your hands now? Because I'm going to pray. and closes out here because Pastor Bob has to talk. We have to leave him some time this morning. Okay, I'm going to pray. You guys don't need to repeat it. Okay, dear God, thank you for these wonderful children who already know that we must love you the most in life, that you give us these good things that we love and enjoy, but we are to love you most. Amen.